I hope not.
Let's not.
Bow chicka bow wow.
Does anybody want to recap the episode? Oh. For anyone who hasn't seen it. Spoilers.
Slanty's getting it on. We can cut that.
We're not going to cut it. That's bold. Anyway, okay, so the summary of the podcast is Anthony Mackie, a.k.a. the Falcon.
And a.k.a. new Captain America. Woo!
And we choose to believe this is the same character somehow. So after his superhero career, he is living the suburban lifestyle with a wife and a kid and trying to get another kid. But
and
then
still having a nice little bun. That's right, you get side booty.
Anyway, so he his also butt? so him and his best friend from his youth played this game together called Striking Vipers, which is a fighting game, and it's a VR game, so when they get into the VR they start fighting each other, but then they realize they can have sex with each other and proceed to do that a lot.
Whoa, that is a very abridged of what actually happened.
Alright, that sounds pretty right to me.
Well,
what did he
like
leave out?
They realized it both at once. I personally think that Carl, which is the friend's character's name, was always planning to seduce Anthony Mackie's character in the game, which is basically Tekken.
So you think he was into him before they play the game?
I think
it was just all their hormones got riled up. And they were like, yeah, let's do this.
Well, I think that the guy had obviously played the game before. So when he gave him the game, he was like, oh, it's going to blow your mind.
Blow.
And he was also the one who made the first move.
Okay, but then when they, at the end, when they meet up in person... So he, but do you think he's like gay for him, or do you think he just likes having sex in the game?
I think he just likes having sex in the game, and he likes it more when he knows the person.
Well, he explained it, that he tried everything. He tried with other people, he tried with computer-controlled characters, but none of them were as good as Anthony Mackie.
Yeah, but do you believe that? I think he was just gay for him.
But then at the end, when they smooch, he says he doesn't feel anything.
He notices he says it a second.
Okay. And well, that's Jay's interpretation that has no basis in the actual.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
You can lie. You can say no. Totally, I had no feeling for you at all. No.
What does it all mean?
I'm gonna play Moira.
Enemies across the middle. So that's all fine. But anyway.
Oh my God, McCree. Shoot so fast.
Question, one of the things we were wondering is why would you make a game where you could like have sex with other players? And there's no way the developers didn't know that the game could do that, by the way. I refuse to believe that's the case.
They clearly planned on it, and if that was the case, they know they were gonna disrupt the porn industry. I was like, they basically put all the
I can't shoot anything.
Hey, I think it's the I think that's the future of porn. It's like VR porn.
Oh my God, I can't hit anything.
Also, why would you... If you could make like a really good VR game, why would you have it be a fighting game?
Why not? Like...
Because people like fighting.
I love fighting games.
No, I know that you do. but what do you make it like Skyrim?
No.
Don't fight yourself there, buddy.
I'm coming around.
Okay, well, imagine like...
I'm sure they had it.
...style VR game.
Oh yeah, that's true. I mean, we shouldn't just assume that they don't exist. Still got a tracer running around in the back.
So, here's another question to think about. Was what they were doing cheating?
Yes.
Cheating Absolutely. On... Cheating on... Well, on the one guy's not married, so...
Right.
But yeah, definitely. I mean, Anthony Mackie was cheating, I think. Did you guys somehow hold that? Oh, no, not yet.
Nope.
Working on it.
Trade lives for points.
So yeah, I mean, it's like it's like basically like a high-tech sex toy.
I thought that the episode was everything. It was a typical American ruining of Black Mirror.
Whoa.
Yeah, ruining.
Well, you guys have seen the Miley Cyrus episode.
Wait, there what?
Yeah, there's the Miley Cyrus one.
I mean, true.
Well, Matt, you gonna expand on why you think it's an American ruining?
Yes. So, well, first of all, it had a happy ending. So need I say more?
It had a middle happy.
It had a very happy ending. It
had a very weird.
For Black Mirror, it was a happy ending because usually they're much darker.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's what I'm saying.
I thought Anthony Mackie was going to kill his friend, or his friend was going to kill him.
That's what I was expecting.
Die. Yes, because that's how a Black Mirror episode is supposed to end. It's supposed to be super depressing and make you want to, like, harm yourself after you watch every episode.
There's been weirder sex stuff on the British Black Mirror, though.
There's been weirder stuff, but the amount has not been... The frequency is unsurpassed. This was, like, constant.
Yeah, there was a lot. Even for most American shows. Even for American shows about sex. Also, did you guys notice that Mantis from Guardians of the Galaxy was
I did.
Yeah,
yes, I did notice that.
Did you just
Yeah, I have no idea how to pronounce that.
Oh my god, how did I miss all of that?
This old guy.
Matt, do you have anything to comment on as the only married person in this?
I actually do, yeah. It's a total cliche that it's like, that he is, you know, he's depressed and life has
that
no
he's like bored.
And he's like, he's like checking out other women. You
I
know?
Mean, it's a cliche, that's true, but it doesn't mean it's, not a well-traveled road.
Somewhere, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but right. I mean, it's a cliche, which means it's not interesting. Like, yeah, right. Like everybody checks out. Everybody checks out. Checks.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're married, for whether you're single or married or have been married for a long time. So that's what I have to say about
that. Thing is, yeah, I guess maybe they thought it wouldn't make sense that he'd be tempted by the game if he wasn't bored with his life.
Well, here's another thought, something I thought about him being tempted by the game, is you guys saw how he wasn't affected by his knee injury when he's in the game.
Justice ain't gonna
it's because he's not really moving his body.
You mean the wound?
Yeah, the knee.
Yeah, and did anyone think he was banging his neighbor?
What?
Or had banged his neighbor, or
which,
wanted
who's
his neighbor.
Who's his
the
neighbor?
Girl at the beginning. The woman at the beginning.
Oh, the one who's like...
Staring at her butt crack.
No. Yeah. I did not think that. I think
he thought about banging her, but he didn't.
I mean, of course, because... Yeah. No, there's... Again, Jay, no evidence to suggest that, but if you want to believe it, I guess you can.
I'm just saying. They both looked oddly... Oh my god, how am I missing all these shots?
You're bad.
I am bad.
Well, you should be keeping me up instead of Zach. He can heal himself.
No, Zach almost died.
Well, I did die.
Well, I died too, so...
yeah.
Anyway, the combination of being free from his knee and...
Who's alone on the point?
Getting his rocks off in a way that almost isn't cheating, but actually definitely is, was too much for him to resist.
Well, so the impression I got was that it's not just sex. In the game, it's not just sex. It's like better heightened than anything that could happen in real life.
Did someone get that tracer behind us?
Just like actual game bang.
Hmm. All right, come with me onto the point, please.
Okay, where are you?
I'm on the point.
Oh, I was on the other side. Okay, I see you. Back the goal. I don't know who I hit with that. Oh, I hit the Batiste. Oh well. Oh, it's dark.
Tracer running around.
This tracer is annoying.
Got her. So anyway, yeah, you're probably right that.
I missed.
Super old for good sex. I mean, his Carl said that too.
Yeah. So then, yeah, and so yeah. So, yeah, so...
Do you guys think they ever switch roles?
I think they probably tried it.
I don't think so.
Well, they would eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
They're
know.
They're on the point.
They're coming in.
Need on the point.
Yeah.
I want to know what's going on in old Carl's head.
Oh, they got me. Carl seems like he's a huge.
Yeah, he seems crazy.
But see, if it was a British Black Mirror, it would have been crazy in like a homicidal way.
I guess so.
It's like, I need to be with you. That's where I thought it was going to go.
Understood. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it didn't take the next edge. Didn't have the edge that some of the other...
But do they all have to be edgy? They all have to be like, technology is bad and we can't deal with it?
Well, I mean, yes. Being edgy is kind of what Black Mirror is all about.
Or is it about exploring technology in innovative ways? Like yep. Sandy DePero. Black Mirror.
Which one's that?
That's the one with the lesbian.
Genji behind, Genji behind!
Genji!
I missed him. Sorry, Alana.
Oh, I got booped. Ooh, I got booped bad. We couldn't have really gone in without Alana anyway. Part of the reason why. Oh, you guys went in with half your team. That's good.
Yeah, I think we should probably just give up the point. Well, maybe not.
You get it.
Let's go, Matt. 99%. Yeah, there we go.
I do appreciate the fact that they were authentic with the gaming system 11 years ago being PS3.
I mean, there was already kind of a gay vibe. They set that up in the beginning.
Yeah, do you know Carl humping him in the beginning?
It was hard to miss.
Yeah.
I also like the polar bear. I had a realization somewhere around the time that Carl said it. I was like, wait a minute, wasn't there a polar bear character in this game?
Polar bear.
Or some kind of animal.
So do you guys think the name Striking Vipers is a reference to their penises?
Yes.
I guess this is going to get the explicit rating now. But I guess it kind of was before.
And what's up with all those cups that never were put away? They had like 50 cups on the counter that they never put away. He grabbed one that was supposed to be clean.
Sometimes people's houses aren't clean.
The dishwasher didn't tell us to do it. Oh, how about that red?
Yeah, but I mean, they were supposedly dirty, so he was washing them, but then he pulled it from the same area.
The dishwasher. It was like tell them, it's like, oh, your knives are in wrong. Oh, your plate's not clean enough. And it wasn't a
yes. This is what I mean. This is why the American version is bad.
With the metaphor.
I guess so. To his shitty domestic life. Is that what it was supposed to be?
No, it's just like why it doesn't. There was no point to it.
Yeah, I agree about that.
I'm just saying, he kept pulling the dirty dishes from the same pile they were drinking from.
Gross.
Somebody's on the point.
Stop again, dude.
Oh, look at all those spin turrets.
Got it.
Nice try.
Also, do you think it was a bad idea to make a
right
game
side,
that's like,
you,
that's like well, do you think you get hurt if you get punched in the game?
I mean, yeah, so that's a good
you
question.
Did, but it
so many. So many implications that they didn't explore in favor of just watching people have sex with each other.
Yeah.
Could have talked about that. You know,
isn't that
could
like
have
Rule 34, you know? It'll definitely be turned into porn if you let it. Speaking of the internet, I'm very disappointed with the memes that I saw come out of this episode.
What memes were those?
Okay, Alana, as our young person in touch with what's going on, what are the memes? Because I don't know what they are.
I'm an expert. I would just say that most of the right side, memes were murder, right murder. They were gay. That's what all the memes were about.
Oh, that's
or the polar bear.
I appreciated in this episode that they took time off for Anthony Mackie to be the Falcon and have it still make sense in continuity. And so it has the beginning where he hasn't taken up the cause, and then 7 years pass in which he is the Falcon.
And he picks up an injury.
Right, in battle.
Against Thanos, presumably. But that enemy is on the right side.
Yep, I'm with you, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. But anyway, I guess the reason why I was sort of disappointed.
Still here.
He's going after Brig. Nice. Watch out behind you, dude.
Rotating back.
Oh shoot, I missed.
I didn't.
Oh yeah, get ready to play the game, everybody.
It was me. I was the one with the triple.
It was me. They were scared of my tire.
It was me. I didn't see a single tire
that whole game, Jay.
Because I held on to it to the end.
Why?
I felt like it.
Oh, it's nine of us. Okay, so anyway,
and here's another thing. What the heck was with the stupid barbecue? He had only one burger and one hot dog. Who makes a barbecue for 30 people and only has one hot dog on the grill? He is a horrible host.
I agree.
Hey, I think you're watching this episode on a different level than us.
He doesn't want to suspend his disbelief.
I think, again, it's a metaphor that he doesn't really care about the barbecue. The barbecue is like his life.
It's like his boring domestic life.
Yeah, he only has a one burger life.
He's a horrible person.
But anyway, Alan, I guess the reason why I sort of was disappointed by the episode in general, I mean, it wasn't bad. I like the effects, but the metaphor, I mean, or not the metaphor, the message of it is like, oh yeah, people get too dependent on playing video games.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
What was it then?
The message was,
play fighting games and get laid by your friends.
The message was, no matter what your take, you can find someone accepting of you.
Hey, whose voice was that?
Hey, it's Andrew, our guest star.
Also, our recurring guest star
with Andrew.
Also featuring Andrew.
No, the lesson is, if you just might say like no to homo, bang your friends. Fine. Yeah, give it a try.
But don't kiss in person, otherwise then you fist fight in the middle of the street and get arrested.
Yeah, do you guys know what they were fighting about?
I'm telling you, because he had a crush on him.
Jay, you want me to be DPS or you be a tank?
Okay, what are you basing that on?
Because they fought, dude.
Yeah, they said the whole episode having sex with each other. This seems fairly odd.
I don't know. I think you need a little bit more.
Because Anthony Mackie wanted to cut off the sex, and the other guy didn't want to.
Because he was in love with him.
And it wasn't cheating, and he wanted to keep doing it, and then they started to fight. And that's the part where I thought they were both going to die horribly because it was Black Mirror, but then they didn't.
And how did you feel when they didn't die horribly?
I don't know. I was a little bit relieved. I was like kind of hiding my face. I was like, oh no, this is going to be bad.
I expected them to get it on, and then the cops stop them, and then they get busted.
I would like start like having gay sex.
Yeah. One. Attackers
incoming. I am with you. Defend our property. You would think that, Jay.
I would, because that was absolutely where it should have gone. Because that's what they were highlighting.
It would have been like symmetry, because they started fighting each other in the game and then they started having sex with each other.
Oh, you guys should have written the episode.
Double shields.
It would have been pretty poetic.
Sorry, dude.
Okay, I just got pulled back a little.
There. Ryan is the one.
Coming down.
What do you guys think about the
right side, it's an Anna.
Guys, our guest star was saying something.
They're coming up the steps.
Yep.
What do you guys think about the wife narrative?
And her reaction to...
It was typical, it was cliche. 100% cliche.
Really?
Yes, she's cheated on. She feels bad.
That's not really how I saw it. Yeah.
Anna's super low. Half her team's not here.
I got the Pharaoh.
Supposed to leave that cheating, no good man. Completely upends your life.
Yeah, but you just need to feel young and beautiful.
Keep young and beautiful if you want to be loved. I think that's the message of the episode.
I mean, yeah, I guess so.
I thought that the wife and Anthony Mackie were gonna end up having sex in the game.
That would have been a good compromise, but what about Carl? Yeah. Screw Carl, what? He's part of the problem.
He's gonna have to find someone else to have an emotional connection with and have sex with in a video game.
But he can't. He tried. He said he tried.
Not
Let's go to Cerezia. Let's go to Cerezia.
Yes, that's true. They could have just killed Mike and Crocodile.
Wait, killed who? The guy?
Carl.
Yes. Yes. That's what Black Mirror is supposed to be about. Murder.
I heard a feral.
Matt got so excited by that. His audio turned out.
might be hard.
Murder.
Watch out, there's
everyone has a couple of trees
now. Sniping.
Yeah.
You don't have a shield anymore.
We're in the middle of a rainstorm.
Could be.
Anyway, I think the. Oh, I got sniped. I think the programmers absolutely knew what they
were
doing.
You should be able to get rest.
I got rest. I think the programmers knew what they were doing. Those dirty, dirty bastards.
Oh, the Hanzo's super low. Super low, dude.
I took out the Zen.
Alright, good. You guys seem like you're in good shape.
Watch for the flank.
If you guys want to watch us play video games while we podcast, tune in to twitch.tv/McSlanty.
M's, do you mean MC Slanty?
Yes.
Watch out, Jay, you're gonna get.
Oh, I'm fine.
Coming in from
they
the side.
Can't touch me. Do 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 do.
Do do
do do. Monkey! I got you. Hanzo across the way.
Yeah, dude, I would sort of agree regarding the wife that the episode is not a giant leap forward for feminism. But it took a really long time to figure out what was going on. Or to figure out that there was something going on. Oh shoot, they got me.
Win a ball.
Nice work, May.
Ooh, May. I know who's getting an upvote from me.
Me?
Sure.
Sure. You can believe that.
Carl, what other discussion topics did you have?
Carl loved his friend.
Is that so wrong? It's guy love.
Ooh, what a nice snipe.
And why were all the fighting game characters Asian?
Because I assume it was a Japanese.
Not all of them, just the two.
Well, we didn't see the other ones.
No, just the two people that the players played.
But there were obviously more.
But we didn't see the other ones, so we don't really know one way or the other.
Does that mean they have an Asian fetish?
That's a good question. A good question.
Everyone should have an Asian fetish. Not
really. No, they shouldn't. Jay, fetishes are bad. I mean, not bad. Let me rephrase that. Dehumanizing? They're dehumanizing, yeah. Prepare your
defenses. Oh,
Andrew is patched. Discord died.
Patching. Discord died.
Discord died. She don't really.
She's patching. He is patching. Right, so our guest
want me to
star
go Ryan
is patching.
Or Hog.
You can
or,
go,
excuse
on.
Me,
I can
Winston.
Go
I mean, Winston. Ryan or Winston.
I can be a healer.
Well, Alana's going D.Va, so I'll go Winston.
You do it.
Alana, let's team up.
Ow. There goes Alana.
That's right. I said it on the team chat.
No dying on my side.
I have to say overall I was not too impressed by the episode. It didn't really have anything original to say. And it was all and it had a happy ending, which I do not watch Black Mirror for. And yeah.
I felt like there wasn't enough story to last an hour. So they just punctuated with lots of shots of people having sex.
There was definitely I totally agree. There was not a lot of story.
But I do appreciate our fellow podcasters talking about how there's a little bit more story than I initially thought. So I appreciate.
Are you talking
that.
About like the other people on this call, or other people in the universe?
Other people on this call.
Bastion.
Where is the Bastion? Is he still in
right
the spawn?
Back. He's behind the reason.
Bastion is in the back.
Okay. Oh, I see him. Just go around the corner and let them come to us.
No, I put the healing down.
Yeah.
Bash it in the left corner. Oh shit, he got me.
He's not invited like by himself.
He's invited by himself.
Alright, I'll tell her.
Jay, retreat. Jay, retreat,
I can't
dude.
Retreat.
Retreat, dude.
Oh yeah, I've done that already.
Yeah. Alright. So, you guys have Bastion?
No.
But Bastion. Yeah.
The one that's now on the payload. Ow.
The one that we're streaming in one at a time to try to kill.
Yep. You got me. I think I'm gonna switch to I'm gonna switch to Matt's pocket mercy. Okay guys, I think if we're done talking about the episode, we should sign off the podcast.
Got him.
I had another thing I wanted to talk about.
Okay, what's that?
I watched a film called A Star Is Born.
I haven't seen it.
I had not seen it because I don't watch movies. I can't keep up with the modern movies and the modern stuff.
What did you think?
I thought I liked the music. I liked the acting.
Got the high ground.
I thought, what's his name? Bradley Cooper was meh.
You think Bradley Cooper is a big Lady Gaga?
Like in real life? I have no opinion about that.
Yeah, like in real life.
I have no opinion about that.
He did recently break up with his girlfriend.
Yep, and she got divorced.
Wow, listen to you guys. You guys are like all about the celebrity.
Yep, this has been Celebrity Relationship Chat.
Celebrity Hour.
Here on TGI Gaming Podcast.
So, I mean, yeah, maybe, sure. Why not? Go for it, Bradley. Get it done. Switching to Ryan.
So I didn't pay attention to the event. Do these ones count?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I don't want to switch.
Well, I'm trying to keep you alive.
Okay, that's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay, this has been Matt's 2-minute movie reviews.
Yes, come back in 6 months for my next one.
All right, Tuesday night gaming.
Back to the Black Mirror episode. I didn't like the fact that that their eyes stayed open the entire time. Entire time they were in VR.
Probably would get uncomfortable, you know.
Yeah, they're gonna have issues.
Wait, when they smooch, their eyes were open?
No, when they're in
VR.
Their eyes are going to be like all dried out.
Yeah, why would your eyes have to be out? Open. If it's connected to your cortex, it has no reason for it.
It's because it's to show that they're really in a VR world.
So they wake up and their eyes will be all dried out and they'll be able to see. It would just be horrible.
Yeah,
Should we answer Bastion with Bastion?
I think it's a way to show that their consciousness is so enveloped that the fact that their eyes are super uncomfortable doesn't matter. They can't reach their, the truth. You know, consciousness.
So
do
I
you
feel like it's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
You played video games every night with your best bro.
I'm having difficulty imagining that.
Would you be cheating like these guys? I also felt like that was a message in the episode.
Don't game every night.
If they make you orgasm, it's cheating.
It seems like a good rule.
Also, like, they just get up and they have like dishes in their hands when they wake up. Like, what's happening?
It was all internal.
It's all in the mind. It's like the Matrix.
It was emotional too.
Okay.
Emotional cheating. That's what. Yeah. Well, was it emotional though? Did they have feelings for each other?
Yes. They loved. Carl loved him.
Well, Anthony Mackie though. What about the Falcon?
Was it real feelings or was it just porn addiction?
Mackie just wanted Asian booty.
Or both? And what?
Anthony Mackie wasn't in love with Carl. He was in love with the idea of Carl.
No, he loved Asian booty.
That's what the message is.
Who wouldn't love Clamp for Lamp?
Or he was addicted to the sensations he got while doing that activity.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying. It's just the computer.
Do you think that's the air you're breathing right now?
Which pill?
Is there any other discussion topics you want to talk about that we haven't covered yet?
McCree's crazy shooting
I
now.
It's part of the porn industry.
No, the porn business doesn't go out of business.
Above us, left side.
I don't see it. I got no angle. Are you sure?
They're on the left side. They're below us. They're coming.
This helps Jay's point.
Right here.
Like when it shows them huddling in that one scene. That kind of implies that it's not just purely for
your rep. Orisa's one.
Ah. I got frozen.
Orisa's still one.
We all had to kill by the mail. Sorry, Jay.
Orisa's one.
We split. I came to help Jay. And
we didn't split. That was the problem. We were all together.
This. AoE damage of a bastion.
So, cuddling. Any thoughts?
Cuddling.
Any thoughts about the cuddling?
Carl loved it.
What cuddling?
When they're cuddling in that one map, when Mantis gives that speech about female orgasm being like a whole orchestra.
My high school chemistry teacher told me that for her, when she hit 40, her orgasms went into color.
Whoa, why is your high school teacher talking to you about
And that's why Jay's in therapy to this day.
we're learning so much today.
I don't know. I forget what started. We were after class.
We were having sex. We were in bed.
It was a couple of us that we were after school or maybe after class. I can't remember. We were doing something. And we were just talking about stuff. And then someone's like, how different is it between when you turn 40? Because she had just turned 40. And she's like, well, I'll tell you this much. My orgasms are now in color.
So inappropriate.
Yeah. Our teachers were not very appropriate at all.
It was another time.
A simpler time. Or maybe a more complicated time. So we have to watch the next one for next week? Is that the Miley Cyrus one?
No, that's the one Moriarty. Why don't you just watch both of them?
I think you mean Private Hall, sir.
What am I, made out of time?
Goddamn, yeah. Private Hall.
Time after time.
Time after time.
Well, thanks for the games, everybody. We'll see you next week on Tuesday Night Gaming. Excelsior.
Boo.
Wait, that's your sign-off?
Boo.
Oh, stand the man.
Boo this man, everybody. Boo this man.
Okay, what do you guys suggest instead?
How about...
Stay sexy, no get murdered.
No, I can't steal that. I already just stole one.
Viper strike.
What?
We'll work on it.
That's from Street Fighter 4.
Group up with me or something, making fun of men.
Next week, group up with us.
Get back to the point.
No, get back to the payload.
How about next week, group up with us next week?
Okay, I like that. All right, see you guys next time and group up with us next week. Ta-da. Okay, we're off.
Night market, okay.
Note the time. It is 8:01.
Okay, why are we...